20 minutes past 8 o'clock, 143 sea lions were shot or drowned at BC fish farms in the first 3 months of this year. Now, this is according to data collected by Fisheries and Oceans Canada. Fish farmers, you see, are issued licenses to control sea lions. And two of the sea lions killed, though, were Steller sea lions, which is a concern to environmentalists. Also, more concerns about the impact of these farms on the environment. Catherine Stewart is with Living Oceans Society and is with us on the line now this morning. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
How significant are these numbers, 143 dead sea lions?
Well, I think they're quite significant given that this is just for the first 3 months of this year. If we look back at the history of the farms, they do have a record in the 90s of killing sea lions from 200 to 500 per year. But if these numbers are anything to go by, it almost looks like the figures are going up. And the fact that two Steller sea lions were shot is really concerning. They're a SARA listed species, a Species at Risk Act listed as special concern. So it's just another indication that these farms are unsustainable and need to get out of the water into closed containment.
Now, apart from the two Stellars that were killed, most of these were California sea lions. Harbor seals are also seen as a pest. And to many fishermen, that's all they are pests, not endangered. So why should we be concerned about this?
Well, I think we have to look at the cumulative impacts, right? This is what the farms are self-reporting, so we really have no way of knowing how accurate the numbers are. And there are interactions with the commercial fishery as well. Plus, there's just habitat damage and pollution. So, you know, how stable are the numbers? Will the species continue to thrive? They are part of the ecosystem, and we need them for fully functioning and healthy ecosystems. But I think you have to take it in the context as well of the overall impacts of open neck cage pens. I just spent 2 days testifying at the federal Cohen inquiry into the impacts of aquaculture and were the farms playing a role in the decline of Fraser River sockeye. And when you add up the effects of lice and disease transmission, the use of parasiticides and drugs in the open neck cages, the benthic pollution, the escapes, and the deaths of marine mammals, it starts to add up to a pretty significant environmental impact. The profits are going to the corporations, but we, our oceans, are paying the price.
Which is a whole other topic for another time, but I want to refocus again on the story that's in front of us today, and that is the death of these sea lions and harbor seals. Now, the DFO issues licenses to fish farmers to shoot the sea lions. Doesn't that suggest the practice then is legitimate?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, the DFO is allowing the open neck cages, even though there seems to be strong indications and a weight of global evidence that they have negative effects on our wild salmon stocks. And I think it's important to emphasize that this is self-reporting. The farms track how many sea lions and how many harbor seals are killed in their nets. And, you know, we don't know how accurate the reporting is because it's voluntary. They choose what numbers they're going to report. There's no real way of verification by the part of the Department of Fisheries that those numbers are accurate.
Now, you mentioned that these killings have an effect on the ecology. What evidence is there that in fact, is the case?
Well, that's a good question. We saw major declines of Steller sea lions in Alaska, and I'm not a biologist, so I'm not in a position to speak exactly on how that decline affects other species, but I think it's safe to say that every species plays a role in the ecosystem, and this level of death has got to be a concern.
But apart from the Stellars, I repeat again, only two Stellars were reported as being shot. The rest are California sea lions, a species which is abundant. And, of course, harbor seals are also an abundant species. So the fact that 143 of these mammals have been killed, how does that have a significant effect on the ecology of the West Coast?
Well, as I said, I'm not a biologist. I can't answer that question. But I think that the numbers are startling. And I think, again, it comes back to the cumulative impacts of the net cages overall. It's just another indication of the impact that these farms are having on our marine ecosystems. And I think argues for the need to get them out of the water and into closed contained systems.
So, Catherine, what would you like to see the DFO do about this issue?
Well, first of all, I think that we acknowledge the fact that since DFO has taken over regulation, there is greater transparency. Throughout the negotiations around what the new Pacific aquaculture regulations would look like. Living Oceans and our partners in the Coastal Alliance for Aquaculture Reform were pushing hard for increased transparency. They've now posted the licensed production numbers of the farms, so for the first time, Canadians can find out how big those farms are, how many tons of fish they're producing, and now they've put up the data around the sea lions. I think the DFO needs to get far more rigorous in their enforcement. I think they need to stop acting as a promotional agency for the net cage industry, which is what they've been doing. They've been advocating for the open net cage aquaculture sector in the marketplace. They've been investing a lot of money in various projects and subsidies to support the industry. I think that role of promotion and marketing needs to be taken out of DFO, and if we're going to subsidize the industry to that extent, put it in another department like Industry Canada or Agriculture Canada and get DFO back to their primary mandate of protecting our ocean health and our wild fish stocks and vigorous and rigorous enforcement. And the other thing that is lacking here is we heard at the Cohen Inquiry that Dr. Christy Miller has found this genomic signature in sock I would like to pursue additional scientific research on this because it may be contributing to the decline of our wild stocks, and she's not getting the funding. So DFO is subsidizing the Canadian Aquaculture Industries Alliance, for example, to the tune of $800,000 over a couple of years, but they're not giving Christy Miller the $20,000 she needs to test farm fish.
Catherine Stewart, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Catherine Stewart with Living Ocean Society. No one from Fisheries and Oceans Canada was available to comment on the story this morning, but we'd like to hear from you on this, and should fish farmers be allowed to shoot sea mammals to protect their business?